Welcome to the Faith Church Podcast. On this podcast, Pastor David Crank helps us understand that God's Word is still relevant and has all the wisdom and guidance to help us figure out the crazy ups and downs in life. If you want to hear practical and inspiring biblical teachings, be sure to subscribe so that you can hear the latest message every week. And wherever you're listening from today, we believe God is going to speak to you and bless your life. Here's Pastor David with the message.
Last year, Pastors David and Nicole led us into a season where we believed God for multiplied grace in our lives. But we had no idea how big, how powerful, and how life-changing that impact would be. Because of you, Faith Church family, you built the church stronger than ever, with over 1,783 people serving on a dream team, over 3,147 attended Connect groups. We reached the next generation with 560 students attending our kids and youth summer programs. The church is reaching more people than ever before. Partnering with the Q81 Foundation to help feed thousands of families for Thanksgiving, making sure no home went without a meal. As well as giving over 2,000 coats and blankets to the homeless. And over 2,914 received Thanksgiving meals. 2,400 inmates were reached through our Faith Church prison ministry. And over 4,330 meals given through our food pantry. With a total of over 19,000 people reached. And when disaster struck our city this year, you once again showed the heart of Jesus. Through many partnerships with businesses across the city, Faith Church helped provide over 5,000 meals to families in need. Convoy of Hope distributed over 287,810 pounds of supplies through our Earth City warehouse, bringing food, water, and essentials to those affected. In collaboration with other ministries, Faith Church also allocated over $500,000 to disaster relief, covering rent and deposits for displaced families.
No, para ayudar a otras personas.
She would say, may God bless you and to just keep going, and I hope God uses you guys to help other people in need.
And Faith Church and all the great people have bought this house, paid cash for it, and they're giving it to you.
Restoring homes, supplying massive essentials, including hundreds of generators, and even helping local churches rebuild hope in their communities.
Praise God. I'm on my way to the factory.
Now let's make it 50, because you're going to be here next year too. $50,000, Faith Church.
God bless you, Faith Church. Woo!
The Faith Church International Missions Team built an entire home for a family who had nothing in Guatemala. Together, we are the hands and feet of Jesus, bringing hope when our community needed it the most. Million views across 53 countries. Through social media, our viewership had reached over 25 million people worldwide. Our Faith Church app also saw incredible growth with over 7,040 new downloads this year, bringing our all-time total to over 100,000 downloads. And through television and the Faith Church broadcast, we've reached over 10.5 million viewers, as well as the Nicole Crank Show impacting an additional 4 million people. People said yes to Jesus, with 867 being baptized. And best of all, 14,266 people received salvation.
And we know the best is yet to come.
What if there was a church where you could come as you are, without preconceived ideas about who you should be, how you should dress, or where you went to high school? A church that communicates in a language you understand. A church that doesn't judge you for your past and welcomes you with open arms. But if you're looking for a place to call home, stick with us for the next half hour. You may just discover there's something here for you. Faith Church St. Louis is right now.
And I can tell you what God wants to do now and in the future is to change people's lives.
We started a church. We decided that we wanted a church that didn't point fingers at people like this. And I'm begging you to go out in the highways and byways this week and compel people because they're in a landslide of depression, a landslide of confusion. And that's why we build these churches. That's why we serve, because it's not about us. It's about them.
We're going to launch another campus in West Palm Beach, Florida. Another campus in Florissant-Ferguson area.
At the Ferguson-Florissant campus.
Unbelievable.
Here we are.
Right here in beautiful Lake Worth. Is this amazing or what?
You know, when I look around this room, I see memories, just pieces and artifacts of what God has done. Just reminders of His faithfulness. Each one of them tell a story of something that only God can do. You know, people today might just see objects or blueprints or photos of what we did in the earlier years, but we see miracles, moments where God showed up, moments where faith turned into reality.
Yeah.
And the same God who did all of that, all of this, He is not finished.
No. Actually, when we look back, it's really humbling to see how far God has brought us, right? Each season stretched us, and each campaign, it required faith. I'm glad we're Faith Church because it took faith. And yet in every one, God showed Himself faithful.
You know, it started when God began to lead us to buy the Fairview Heights campus several years ago, an old movie theater that some of you are sitting in today. It was the very place and exit where God told me 20 years before that we were going to do something there. Mm-hmm. And it's still a reminder to me, standing on that empty parking lot, no people, no plan, just a promise from God.
You know, then as we continued to build God's house, He expanded ours with a season of stretching. Mm-hmm. We didn't just dream for one thing. God asked us to believe for two campuses at one time.
Yeah.
Fairview Heights and Lake Worth. And I remember in 2013 when we were building two campuses at one time, we had started the St. Charles Westplex, which became Walden Spring, and we started in Florida. We're like, God, we are never doing this again. And just be careful what you tell God you're never going to do, because that's exactly where He'll take you back. And somehow through God's grace, the doors, they just kept opening.
And we said, we're never doing that again. And because of your generosity and the team, you know, when the team works, the dream works, you guys helped continue the vision to fulfill what God wanted to do at this ministry. And you were sowing, not only with your time, but your talent and your treasure. Mm-hmm. And, you know, God has a vision for our church, and it's to reach people. And I think all the different people that have now even came to just the Fairview Heights campus, the people who are waiting at Lake Worth going, when's it going to open? When's it going to open? It's literally what's on God's heart every day is people. And literally, we started seeing God take the vision and begin to physically build the real foundation that would change people's lives forever.
And when we launched Fairview Heights, it was one of the most emotional days in our ministry.
You know, what we got to remember is don't quit believing. You know, when Fairview Heights first opened, it was staggering. Over 1,300 people walked through those doors because of your generosity, because of your prayers, because you guys being dedicated. You know, we got to remember, when we get to heaven someday, God's going to look at us, and He's going to look at what we did with our life on earth. What did we do with the talent? What did we do with the treasure? And what I'm so excited about is a lot of you, not everybody, but a lot of you realize that life wasn't just about you. It's about building up people. It's about changing their lives. And you, when you go to bed tonight, you are part of that solution for those people. And it's not just here, it's every single location that Faith Church has. God's been moving, changing people's lives. And we're improving and preparing spaces to change more people's lives, because spaces and places are important. It's where God changes their lives. It's where they meet you. It's where the dream team comes and shakes their hands, gives them coffee, takes care of the kids, and the list goes on and on. Just like He changed your life. Raise your hand if He's changed your life, okay? If He changed your life, we have more lives that we have to change.
Here in Ferguson, Florissant, we've been praying for ways to reach families, and God opened the door with Upward Soccer. Every weekend, families gather here to watch their kids play, but it's so much more than a game. It's a chance for people to feel loved, to see the church as a safe, fun place, and maybe, just maybe, to meet Jesus for the first time.
And we are not stopping there. We're planning on transforming the home on this property into a place where we are calling the Lodge. It's a place for the dream team, for small groups, and for community events. Because this campus, like every Faith Church campus, is meant to be alive, active, filled with people finding connection, and making sure we are reaching the next generation in a powerful way.
I love what Pastor Ryan and Nia just shared, because it's always been about investing in the next generation, because there is no church tomorrow if we don't start training these kids today.
Yeah.
And you guys are making a big difference. I also want to celebrate, hey, all the people that started volunteering, coaching Upwards, and out there making the fields look great. When you take part in your church and you actually mow the grass and clean the place and make, have you ever cleaned your closet or your house or your car and you're kind of like, I like it again, all right? So the more you get involved at your campus, it makes a big church feel little. And some of you have been just sitting there a long time, walking in and walking out. If you want to feel just fulfilled like never before, you go invest in some of these young kids. It'll make your whole day.
Okay, as many of you know, on the first Wednesday of every month, we bus kids in from every campus. They all get together because they're meeting every Wednesday night on their campus.
Right.
Then we've been doing this once a month Rev Night on Wednesday nights, but so many students can't come. We are going to move the once a month Rev Night from Wednesday nights to Sunday nights. And now all the students can come. They can worship together. They can hear the word. They can get discipled. And then they do really crazy things like foam and craziness, because teenagers like the crazy stuff. So we're excited to say in January, that's now happening on the first Sunday of the month. And we do all of that so that we can hear life change like this.
3 years ago, if you told me I would be attending church every single weekend and becoming closer to God, I would have laughed in your face.
Felt like I was misunderstood.
Started partying more just to be seen.
Struggling with feeling like I don't have a purpose.
I started cutting myself. Felt like, you know, nobody was going to be able to save me. I was just going to be like that.
Prayer was one of the first things I was introduced to when I first came to Faith Church.
I had never experienced anything like this.
God just really spoke to me. It was like, this is where you need to be.
Welcome me with open arms. And
I felt like this church, not only did they revitalize my faith, they taught me how to keep my faith strong.
And that was my first, I guess, my first real experience of like experiencing what God can do.
I was able to meet other people who had been in similar situations that I was in. They made me feel like I was finally being seen and heard.
I have a closer relationship with God because of Rev.
Trusting that God more, he was showing me the ways. Ooh, boy, it changed my life, man.
Not only did it change my life, but I've seen it change so many other people's lives.
Thank you for creating such a safe place for me to grow and feel loved.
This isn't about buildings. It's about legacy. It's about the kingdom. It's about that first weekend we had 1,305 people in attendance. 157 people gave their life to Jesus. By the way, doesn't mean at the end of this two-year campaign, like, oh, we're debt-free. We're not. On all these buildings that we have, we're still going to owe about $20 million, but I believe where God guides, he provides. This video today is to kind of show you what you have done and then the possibilities of what God's going to do in the future.
You know, 2 years ago, this room felt completely different.
Seeing a movie theater and really struggling to like comprehend how it was going to become a church, and now it's becoming a reality. It's just a beautiful thing that this is a place that used to be somewhere people would go to watch all types of movies and do whatever they wanted to do, and it's going to be a place where people meet with Jesus.
We did it. We're together able to turn a movie theater into a move of God.
And coming over here to Illinois to take a new ground in a new state, it was just unbelievable.
It was, yeah, beyond what we could have imagined.
I mean, the things that God is doing in this place is just absolutely incredible, and I'm so excited for the life change that's gonna happen here.
God is still healing. God is still doing miracles. God is still reaching the lost. And I want you to hear the stories of some of the people who call Faith Church Fairview Heights their home.
My then boyfriend took his own life.
And I went through a really deep depression. And when I went to Night of Faith, everyone just welcomed me with open arms. I mean, they were hugging me like they knew me for years. I looked at my son and he was like, "Mom, I think we found our new church." With the depression that I was dealing with, there's a chance that I may not even be here right now on this earth if we didn't find Faith Church.
So when I was 20 years old, I found myself pregnant, and I didn't think that I could go back to church. I didn't think I was worthy. I felt like I was the biggest disappointment. And so when I walked in this place, I felt like 100 pounds had been lifted. Felt like I was being washed clean. This house, this church is healing. And that is more than I could have ever asked. And I'm just so grateful.
That's what Grace Multiplied is all about. It's about multiplying the grace of God, not just in the lives of the people on the inside of the four walls of the church, but outside and reaching people in the city and beyond the city.
God, as the sun rises, so do we. Believing for grace to be multiplied here. Let this day mark the beginning of something only you can do. Father, we dedicate this campus to you. Let your presence be filled in every room, every hallway. Let this be a place where faith is multiplied. Lift up the broken, the lonely, and the forgotten.
I came from a very dark place. I came from Satanism. I came from very deep rooted hatred and bitterness. So it would be very nice to see the transformation that happened to me because of Christ happen to people that I love, to be rooted in Christ, to have something to believe in, to pursue something other than themselves, and think about we're in this for eternity rather than we're in this for temporary.
I'm praying that souls are, found and delivered, and people are just believing in the love, because Faith Church is just love.
From the very beginning, Faith Church has been all about people.
I hope they can be here every Sunday or every week. We now drive two hours every week just to come by and see them.
When God gave us one campus, we prayed, "Lord, if you will trust us with more, we will reach more people." And he did just that.
We are outside in the Royal Palm area right now, and this is officially going to be the Faith Church Chapel location. We want to welcome you today. Come on, let's check it out.
And now this, another miracle only God can write. In every chair that's going to fill this room, it represents a story, someone coming in that may be broken, but they're going to walk out whole.
I didn't think I'd ever be wanted or accepted really anywhere. I walked into Faith Church and felt an instant connection. The message, the worship, everything was like a shot of adrenaline to my faith.
I feel purpose, I felt that there was a calling. Maybe I didn't know what it was until I got here.
Being a part of Faith Church has definitely grown my relationship with God, because it has taught me how important it is to get to know Jesus for who he actually is and know that God loves us.
Faith Church saved my life. You get everything you missing, from family to love to hope to dedication to accountability.
Every Sunday I pray for my family. I pray for every single one of them, especially my mom. The best memories are, and it's only been a couple times when my family's been here and they've come to visit at church, and they absorbed it, and God has touched their lives in so many ways since then.
At the church, it says families grow, lives are changed, and it's so true, because now we have such a big family, and they aren't our real blood, but they feel like it, and it's all the church. And I'm looking forward to more lives being changed, because my dad, he's been helping a lot there, and I've been visiting and seeing how the campus is coming together. And there's a whole bunch of neighbors, and they're all asking about when is it going to open, because they're all so excited to just come encounter the Lord. And I just know there's going to be life change happening there, people just being in there and that room being filled.
Beautiful day.
Cheers. Made it.
Lobby speakers went in. We'll have music out here.
This building has been completely transformed from the ground up. We installed a brand new roof. We completed the mold remediation and we replaced all the drywall. We repainted all of the buildings outside and inside. We added hurricane rated windows and doors. And guys, that is a really big deal. We built new sidewalks and we redesigned the courtyard with pavers and turf. We added new landscaping, palm trees, lighting, signage, and we even put sports courts for the families right here on the property. We installed new fencing, security systems, fire safety systems, and key card locks. And then on the inside, we expanded the auditorium. We made the lobby bigger. More places for community, more places to be, more places to be comfortable, right? And we added a new growth track room, kids spaces. The bathrooms are brand new and shiny clean. And then we have this brand new stage, the LED walls, the screens, and we're finishing out the brand new flooring and carpet. Every improvement, it represents a story of faith, generosity, and obedience. Your faith, generosity, and obedience.
Yeah, it's not just about construction. It's about preparation for what God's going to continue to do. All the lives that have been changed, it's just a little small percentage of the lives that are going to be changed. We are right now on one of the greatest possibilities of them coming to Jesus. And every dollar that you sow, every sacrificial prayer that you pray, every time that you serve and you're changing somebody else's life, you're planting a seed that's going to harvest in your family's life. I feel it. I got goosebumps right now because the Holy Spirit of God is moving behind the scenes and you're preparing a place. The Holy Spirit's preparing their hearts. Mm-hmm. And get ready because their life's about to change.
And in the midst of this revival and all of this life change, that brings us to today, the next chapter in this incredible story. We are so excited to announce the grand opening of our brand new Lake Worth campus, you guys. Hold on to your seats because we have been so excited to announce this. The second weekend in January. Come on, Faith Church, the best is yet to come. I need all campuses clapping, cheering, celebrating. This is huge, guys. It is awesome, and we are so excited.
You have no idea how excited I am because this is just another spot, guys, in our history together of changing people's lives. When you think about when we first started in Florida, we didn't know but one person. And then God started bringing people. And I know people that are in heaven today because they came to Faith Church. I can see their faces right now. Mm-hmm. And if we hadn't went and did this, their life hadn't been changed. There's a lot of great churches in Palm Beach County. But God spoke to us to go because there's certain people that only we guys can reach. Mm-hmm. And so every Sunday at every campus when you go, know that there's one person that might not be there next week. And that's what really matters, leaving our legacy, making a mark. And if it's just some dollars that we've got, that we're holding on to, and I've got to save, and I'm fearful for my future, that's not the way to live. Mm-hmm. Let's live with our hands open and our hearts open to change people's lives forever. And I'm telling you, you're never going to regret it. God's going to more than pay you back. Mm-hmm. He's done it for us. And I believe in 2026, you're going to have the most phenomenal year of your life. Some of you have had some rough patches, but I believe right now as we're sowing, as we're praying over the cards this week, we're taking the pledge and asking God, what would you have me do? Mm-hmm. But make it realistic.
Yes.
But make it something that stretches your faith. Mm-hmm. And when you do that, I promise you, I've seen God do it over and over again. He wants to build these churches because listen to me, the hand of God is on this church. The presence of God is on this church. Yeah. Together, this is going to be the most exciting year. Next year, this time when we come back talking about vision, we're going to go, look what we did. We made it happen. And it's because of you obeying God.
You are fearfully and wonderfully made. In other words, if you're a masterpiece, you might feel like your canvas is damaged, faded, because of the addiction, because of the abuse, because of the loss, because of the rejection. But hear me tell you, you are God's masterpiece.
love for you is great. So great that he died on a cross 2,000 years ago. Somebody ought to give God praise today for you and I. When we were sinners, he saved us. When we were lost, he redeemed us. When we were down, he revived us. When we were dead, he resurrected us. Give it up for Jesus today. Come on, you can do better than that, Faith Church.
Great.
Hey, before you sit down at every campus, I want you to look at the person, shake their hand next to you. Don't sit down yet. Just look at them and tell them, say, we built a great church together, didn't we? Come on, Ferguson and Weldon, Sunset, our city, Royal Palm, all y'all. Just look good. And you got to get to know those good-looking people around you, right? Go ahead and look back at them. Say, I'm going to let you take me to lunch today for being nice. Yeah, you can be seated. You can be seated. Hey, listen, I'm so excited looking at what we've done in the last year. It's nothing short of a miracle. And when they were editing all this video together, I kept looking at pieces because it wound up being a couple hours. And we're like, we can't do a couple hours what we've done. When you got to take out the part where you see all these people getting baptized in prison, when you have to take out the part where hundreds of people are receiving blankets, and you take out the part where all the little kids are getting in foster care and their families or mom or dad are in prison and we're giving them gifts. I mean, our church is doing incredible stuff, and I wish you could have seen it all. But you don't want to stay at church all day. I want to talk to you just for a couple of minutes to kind of talk about where we are and where we're going. First of all, I promise you, 2026, you're going to look back at this time a year from now, and not only are you going to say, wow, I look better, I got Botox, got some work done, but you're going to look back and say, man, thank God I stayed strong when the enemy was saying, hey, this is what I'm going to do over here, and that's what I'm going to do over there. You stayed true to it. It's going to be a year of breakthrough, and really the word would be outpouring. When we open this new campus here in Lake Worth, just like we did there at Fairview Heights, hundreds of people will come and they'll receive Jesus. And during that first week, actually, we open up on that weekend, we're actually having an outpouring 2 days on Tuesday and Wednesday, and we'll stream it to select campuses. But I'm just telling you, there's going to be multiple outbreaks of the Holy Spirit where signs and wonders and miracles are going to happen, and they're going to happen in the very buildings that you're at today. One more time, give it up for Jesus. There's a scripture in Matthew 25, and I just want to kind of show it to you. I want to give you a couple points that I think will help you. And in Matthew 25, Jesus goes in, he starts talking, and he says, hey, when I was in prison, and when I was hungry, you gave me meat. When I was thirsty, you gave me drink. When I was a stranger, you took me in. When I was naked, you clothed me. Think about all the missions that we've done. When I was sick, you visited me. When I was in prison, you came and visited me. Then the righteous shall answer him, saying, Lord, when did I see you? And he said, every time that you did these things, you've done it unto me. This is red. That means when it's red, it's Jesus actually speaking. You can't get any deeper than this right here, where the Holy Spirit of God is saying, here's what I want you to do with your life. There's a purpose for your life. There's a call on your life. And as I look back at all the different people in the shots today, where I was seeing a team of people who built Faith Church and are building it today. When I look back at that, I think about when we go to heaven someday. Raise your hand if you want to go to heaven someday. How many like me, if there's a load going today, you don't want to go today, but you do want to go. When we get to heaven, Jesus himself is going to look at us and say, well done, thy good and faithful servant. When you were coaching upwards, when you were giving somebody a drink of water on the street, when the missions team was going out, or when you were saying, hey, I went through growth track and I connected with God, I connected with people, I discovered my purpose, and then I made a difference. When you do that, what you're doing is you're not just going to church and saying, hey, maybe you're new to Faith Church today and you came in one of the buildings and thousands of people are there today at our campuses and you're like, oh, this big church, how do I get involved? Listen, we want you to get involved because your life changes when you use your life to change somebody else's life. God's got a purpose for you. He's got a call for you. And we're going to do this together. Yeah, that's right. Go ahead. Give it up. We got a thing at our church called the Kingdom Builders. In fact, on Friday night here in Florida, we shared with those Kingdom Builders. What a Kingdom Builder is, and we'll do it in St. Louis this week, it's a group of people who kind of pay the bills around here. A lot of people come to church every week, and they come and they get blessed, and we want that. We love that. Then there's people that say, hey, I'm returning the tithe, but above my tithe, I want to be a kingdom builder. I'm actually going to say, God, use me financially to bless the church. And again, we've cash flowed some of this, but at the end, I said there 20 million, and my CFO corrected us and said, no, it's going to be more like 21 million, but no big deal. What's an extra million? Come on, somebody. But if you put it in context, there's really no price that you can put upon people's life change. And the question would be, do you want God to use you in 2026? You want God to bless you in 2026. And on Friday night, we had a guy named Sheldon, and Sheldon began to share his story. He's going to share it with you in St. Louis this week at the Kingdom Builders event. He began to say that when he came to Florida, he only had a couple hundred dollars to his name, and that was borrowed money. But then God began to bless him, and he began to realize that if he would honor God with his time, honor God with his talent, honor God with his treasure, which really was a trash business, but God made him the number one, he and his wife, the number one trash. How many of y'all know trash doesn't sound that pretty until you sell your business for $75 million? You ought to pray, God, make me trashy. Come on, somebody. There's that old country song says, I want my women just a little on the trashy side. Come on. If you don't know that song, too bad, but it's a real song. Google it. And so he began to share some things that I want to share with you today, a couple of pieces. Number one, in Romans 12, verse 3, it says, for I say through the grace, that means the ability or the thing that's just natural for you, for the grace given unto me to every man that is among you, not to think of himself more highly than he ought to think, but to think soberly according to as God hath dealt with every man the measure of faith, or God gave you an ability. In other words, sometimes we just think about ourselves too much, and we think that it should be just about us, and we consume. In America, we're called consumers. So it's like, hey, I want a bigger boat, I want a bigger house, I want a bigger. And honestly, there's nothing wrong with you having things. There's something wrong with things having you. What comes to mind right now is the Bible talks about the rich young ruler. Raise your hand if you heard of that guy. He's a young man, rich young ruler, and not many people raise their hands, so give me a minute. I want to tell people about this guy. The rich young ruler was the guy who really wanted to go to heaven, and he also wanted to have some heaven on earth. So he came to Jesus, and he said, what must I do to be saved? And Jesus told him, go sell all you have and give to the poor. Now, that's really not why or how you get saved. God just knew that this guy trusted, worshiped, and loved money. He loved money. The Bible says it's not, money's not the root of all evil. It says the love of money is the root of all evil. In fact, you can love money and not have any money. Okay, so now Jesus is saying, hey, go sell all you have. And the Bible says that the rich young ruler went away sad at that saying, which proved, didn't it, that he didn't have money. Money had him because he forfeited the right to follow Jesus. But Jesus wasn't trying to take money from him. He's just trying to get his alignment and his assignment right. Only about five more minutes that I really want to share today, but I want to get this on the inside of you. God has a purpose for you financially. And while the government has shut down, when the government shut down, the kingdom of heaven opened up his windows and began to pour out blessings, and our church was still feeding thousands of people at our buildings, changing people's lives when the SNAP benefits went away. And they're back open. But I'm here to tell you, the Church of Jesus Christ is necessary, and it is the reason why God's going to bless you. So the rich young ruler, now he's just the old ruler, still with the same mindset, but again, he didn't flow in that grace. That's what we just read. Now the Bible says here, for as many, the body has many members, and all members have not the same office. Think about your toe is different than your finger. It's not jealous of it. Your toe didn't get a ring today. I mean, some people did, but my ring could be like, oh man, I really want to go to the toe. And the toe could be like, I'm so jealous. I really want to be seen. But the toe realizes today they're crazy looking anyway, but they're underneath. They're not seen. They have a different function. Raise your hand if that makes sense to you. Some of you, it didn't make sense. Let me show you real quick. What if I put this on here and I'm up here today and said, hey, my foot really wants to be seen. I mean, I'm going to be in the hallway shaking foots today. No. In fact, now that I put this ring on here, nobody's even going to want to shake my hand after touching the button. But God has a purpose for your life, and the purpose for your life is not to say, I want to get as much as I can and sit on my can. No, God is saying, use what's in your hand to do what's on my heart. And when you do that, you're operating in the grace and the membership of what God calls you to be. For the sake of time, verse 6 says, then we all have gifts differing according to our grace or our ability given to us. Whether prophecy, then prophesy. If your ministry is ministering, then minister. If it's teaching, then teaching. If it's exhorting, verse 8, exhort. And then it says, he that giveth, let him do so with simplicity. So here we're seeing that God puts the gift of giving right up there with these other big gifts called prophecy, exhortation. You have the gift of giving. Now, not everybody at our church today has the gift of giving. A lot of you have said, like a little kid, this is mine. Anybody ever seen little kids do that? That's my toy. It's my cracker, right? This is what some people do. But other people have the gift of generosity. And so when we follow through on this exactly where God wants us to be, we see that God basically is saying through Paul, you have the gift of leadership when it comes to money. And you can develop that to change people's lives. When I see all of the campuses that are represented today and thousands of you sitting at different campuses, I was just at Fairview Heights meeting a lot of you for the first time a few weeks ago. Last weekend, I was at Ferguson Florissant, which I know they're yelling right now because it was a sea of African Americans and there were only two white people in the building and I was one of them. Come on, somebody. But our church is very diverse, and it's very unique, and it's very beautiful. But it started with a dream in Nicole and I's heart, and it started with just our money. We weren't wealthy, but God used some business techniques, and we just honored God first with the tithe, and we returned the tithe. I also want to say, if everybody at our church tithed, we would be out of debt next week. And I realize that's not going to happen, but there are a pocket of people who God is now moving, who's saying, I want to commit my life to God, and I'm not saving for a rainy day. I have a grace on the inside of me, and I want to be generous. And here's what I know as I close. Generous people are generous with whatever they have, and stingy people are stingy with whatever they have. And when you get to heaven, which is getting closer and closer for a lot of us, when you get there, you want God to look at you and go, well done, thy good and faithful servant. Look at the lives that were changed. That guy was a Satanist, and his life was changed. That little girl was heading down the wrong path, and her life was changed. Our church is changing people's lives. Why do we need buildings? Well, bars have to have buildings, and Costco has to have buildings. In fact, Tuesday night I said at church, you know, people meet in clubs, and it's not the best place. But now some older people at our church, when I say clubs, they think Costco and they think Sam's. And I promise you, at Sunset Hills, a couple came up and I see them all the time and they go, just so you know, the reason why we were laughing so loud is we met at a club, Costco, and they've been married for years. Let's give it up for Costco. Come on now. So let's dig to this scripture one more time. God's given you the gift of generosity. Here's a slide. I want to put it up so you can see it. You can take a picture of it if you want. The slide says, your generosity is not the result of your wealth. It's the result. Your wealth becomes the result of your generosity. Yeah. So think about, I don't have much, but whatever I have, I'm going to offer it to the Lord. Here's what I need you to do. Where we're at, I think there's another slide that shows how much money you guys have raised on this two-year campaign. We're 1 year into this campaign, and it shows the amount that we raised, and then it also shows, as you can see here, right, that's not that, guys, it's another slide. But give it up for them trying to get the money right away, right? We've raised $2,351,315, and then we're almost there. We only have $2.6 million to go in this campaign over the next year. So give it up for yourself being a generous church. And what I need you to do is everybody to pray about over this next week or so, what would God have me to do? Did you get one of those little brochures on the way in? Let's see if you've got the brochure. It should have been on your seat. I told them to put it everywhere. If you didn't get one, raise your hand at a campus and we'll get you one. At Earth City, wherever you're at, raise your hand. In here, first of all, when you open it up on page one, there's just a great picture of Nicole and I that you should cut out. But there's multiple pictures of all the great things we've done. It shows the viewership. It shows the life change. And then it goes on to show where we're moving to in the future. In the sense, we're going to need TV cameras up there. There's the elevator that we still haven't paid for at Fairview Heights. In fact, I think today, if you're using that elevator, we should charge people to go up in it. How about that? No, I'm just kidding. So this shows all the great things we're doing. And then in the back, it has this little tear-out card that you can take. I'm not asking you to fill this out today. In fact, I don't want you to fill it out today unless you already know. I know exactly what I want to give. But over the next couple days, couple weeks, you can pray about what would God have me to do, okay? And I don't like it when people say, Pastor David, I'm giving $1 million. And they don't have $1 million. I love it when people say they're giving $1 million and they have $1 million, right? But I believe that some of you have $1,000. You have $5,500. Over the next 12 months, you're saying, here's what I'm asking God to do. So what Nicole and I have always done over the years is say, hey, if God were to help us, here's what I believe we could do. And we're going to stretch our faith a little bit. And we're going to make a difference. And we're not just going to be watching what God is doing. We're going to be a part of what God is doing in this campaign. It's called Grace Multiplied. And if you help God help people, he will help you. So over the next couple of weeks, think about it. And then we have our Jesus offering. They'll put the date up on that. This Jesus offering is happening December 6th and 7th. This is where we say at Christmas time, it's not our birthday, it's Jesus' birthday. We do that every year, whether we're in a campaign or not. But we're saying, hey, it's his birthday. How many of y'all, if a little kid went to a birthday party, the little kid would definitely need to get a gift, not you. Raise your hand, right? So this is Jesus' offering, and this year we're using all of it towards that, okay? So over the next few weeks, you can pray about that, and then together we'll come back on that date, and we'll all say, wait a minute, we're going to give. Now, here's what I want to leave you with. The Bible says this in 2 Corinthians 9:10. It says, there is he that ministers seed to the sower, and he ministers bread for food, and he multiplies your seed to sow. So God gives you seed to sow, talking about money here. He gives you resources and money, and we say, okay, we tithe no matter what. We've talked about that. But we're saying, hey, I'm going to sow a seed to make a difference in somebody else's life. And again, doesn't it bless you to see the lives change? Raise your hand. If you say, oh, yeah, I want to help. Help God. Help people. How do you do that? You say, God, here am I. We're using our gifts and talents for you. Now, there's seed for the sowing and bread for the eating. And a quick story. When I was growing up, we were super poor. You know that. Grew up in a trailer. My dad was a preacher. And there was days, not all the time, but there's multiple times I can remember that we didn't have any food. I've told you the story where my dad would pray over bologna, and we would fake eat bologna. You know you're broke and you think broke when if we're pretending we're eating bologna. If we're pretending, let's make it filet mignon. Can I get an amen? But you can have a mindset to hold you back, and my dad had that. But in his heart, he prayed and he asked God to bless his food, and we had to fake eat that we were eating it. Now, fast forward. He began to realize, God, help me. I want to get resources. And God began to say, you're talking to me about money, and I want to talk to you about money. You haven't sowed any money. You haven't given any money, so you haven't reaped any money. Y'all follow me? So he said, okay, what can I do? So every day, my dad would some days have us go out and look for soda bottles. Anybody remember when they had real bottles and they were worth 10 cents? Way back before we were all drinking aluminum, giving ourselves Alzheimer's, right? Okay? Raise your hand if I'm telling the truth, okay? So we went out, we found those Coke bottles every day, and he would take that dollar and he would ship it in every day to this ministry that he believed in. Every day, every day. Now it's easier. We have an app. We can just pull it out of our pocket. But no, you had to go get it and move forward. And my dad kept doing that $1 a day to $2 a day. And he did that my whole life growing up. What was he doing? He was showing God and showing our family that it's more blessed to give than to receive. And you can't outgive God. And what he was doing was changing our financial situation. Now watch this. He asked God, God, I want to sow a big seed of $500. This is way back in 1978. And somebody randomly gave my dad a Rickenbacker guitar that was worth about $1,000 probably, which is insane. And my dad played the guitar, and he looked at it, and he loved it. God gave him that to sow it, but how many of y'all know your flesh can go, don't sow it, keep it. Florida's not participating. Come on, anybody ever thought, this is too good to give to God. I want to keep it for myself. So my dad's playing the guitar, and God spoke to him and said, David Crank, what are you doing? His name is the same as mine. What are you doing? You're supposed to sell that so you can sow it. Oh, yeah. I know. Because, see, it said he gives seed for the sower and bread for the eating. So my dad almost missed the opportunity to sow. And I said that to say to you, a lot of times the harvest in your life is based on the seed that leaves your hand over the next 12 months. And again, if you're new here, like you don't have to give. There's thousands of people today looking around you. They're not going to give at all. But that's okay. There's a few people here that are going to give today, right? And look at your neighbor and say, if I can use your credit card, I'll give today. Go ahead, tell them. Let's just be honest about this. How many of y'all give big? If you use their credit card, I'll give big. I don't care. What do you need again? This is not about our need. This is about my story and what God has done. Now, my dad's in heaven today, and he got that guitar, and he sowed it, and then he reaped another harvest, a little better harvest. And today, in heaven, I believe at least my dad got to watch the video that you saw because of the seed that he sowed, left a legacy, made a mark. Come on, somebody. And if it happened to our little broke family, it can happen to you. Give God praise today in his house. I want to ask Nicole to come out with me a minute. And didn't Nicole do great in that video today? Pastor Nicole, she did so good. You got to hurry. We're getting to dark. That's her right there, waiting in the wings. And so I want you to hold this in your hand just for a minute. Nicole and I are going to pray for you. This is a special piece of paper that actually could have a big financial implication on your family's lives. That story I told you is true about my daddy, who's in heaven today. You and I are going to go to heaven. And when we do, I hope to take a lot of people with us. And I believe we can if we do it together. And you might be saying today, and Nicole and I have said, we don't have any money. Why are you talking to me about money? Well, maybe God's going to give you some. And if you'll give him a little, he'll give you a lot. And maybe you have a lot right now, and you haven't given God even a little. It's time to change that. This is the year we're going to change it. And again, we're going to do it with or without you, because I know God. He's really big, and he's got his way of doing what he needs to do. In fact, some of the greatest money that the church has ever received came from the worst people in the world. I always say, people say, do you cater to rich people? No. Most of the time, if you see somebody next to me on the front row, it's the worst sinner that's about to go to prison. So if you're like, well, who wonder who they are, you don't even want to know. In fact, some of them went on to be our campus pastor. Give it up for all these campus pastors. So hold it with some hope, okay? I just heard the Holy Spirit say this. He said, if you hold this with the hope that a lot of people hold with a lottery ticket, and he said to ask you this question. Again, didn't come in words, just revelation. It's an outpouring for you. Anybody ever been in line and you really needed to pay for your gas or you needed to get your stuff and get out of there, but some person said, just give me one more scratch off? Come on, raise your hand. If you're not raising your hand, I'm assuming you're the person we're talking about right now. And you're like, I got to go, but they're hoping. Anybody ever seen him go? Anybody ever seen this? I know occasionally they show it on TV and they're like, this person went into Buc-ee's and won $25 million. I mean, like me, and you've never went in a gas station and won $20 million. I mean, you never went in and won $20,000. Raise your hand. I mean, never went in and won $20. I'm not going to ask how many lost $20, but I think you just admitted to. Okay. This is a revelation right now. Those people have a false hope. Maybe I'll win. My life would change. This is a promise from God. He said when you give, he'll give back to you good measure, pressed down, shaken together, and running over. Doesn't that make sense? So you're holding right now in your hand your financial future. And it doesn't matter really how much it is. It really depends on how much you got. Because God's still looking at the little woman, he said. She gave a penny, but she gave more than everyone. So this is not about a size amount. It's about changing your financial trajectory. Raise your hand if that makes sense to you. I want to pray for you. I want to pray for your business. Nicole and I are going to pray the prayer of faith over your finances. And that God would speak to you. And if you say, well, God didn't speak to me, then the Bible said a man purposes in his own heart what he would give. And during that Jesus offering this year, I believe we are going to make big, 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 big strides toward getting this campaign knocked out. And we're going to go into changing more lives. God, I pray right now that you move in and out every aisle at every campus there in Missouri, there at Royal Palm, And our online family who are watching today, they can participate in the app. They can download the brochure on the app. God, I believe that we're going to get more involved, that we're going to change more lives than ever. And when all those salvations at the end, we said, my goodness, how in the world did we get that many people saved? That's going to pale in comparison. When we look at next year's number, when we're all in, we're going to see a whole lot more people come to Jesus because the hour is short. The moment is late. The world is evil. And Jesus, you're building these spaces and places to change people's lives. And everyone who agreed with that, say a big amen.
Amen.
Amen. Hold on to that. They also have, I think, an email maybe because some people asked last night about being a kingdom builder. Like, hey, I'm a tither. I'm looking to, because really the first dollar you give after tithing puts you in that realm. It's not a mount. You get invited to events and things that we do. And so if you want to do that, I think right there is how you do it. At every campus, they'll do it. You can email and say, just tell me about it, okay? And then I think, too, at every campus, the campus pastor are coming up in a minute to kind of talk about the tap to give and all that stuff. But before they do, we got anything to add to what I said today?
Well, I think they actually wanted us to do that just a little bit, if that's okay. How many of you guys like doing that stuff with your phone? Anybody ever leave the house with only your phone nowadays? I know, that is so handy, right? Well, that's some of the questions people have is like, how do we give? And there's two different envelopes because there's that red Faith Church envelope. Y'all seen that red Faith Church envelope? That's our tithes. That's our offerings. That's what we do every week. That's what keeps all the programs and all the church going. And then that orange envelope, that is the Grace Multiplied campaign. So there's two different QR codes. So let's look at our normal tithes and offerings, if you don't mind. Can you put that up there?
It's a surprise. That was a quick one for them. Maybe.
There we are. No, see, those guys, they're prepared. They always know what's coming. And so there's a QR code if that's the easiest thing for you to do. How many of you just like taking that picture and then you hit the little yellow button at the bottom? The other thing is you can just text 77977. And then the Faith Multiplied, or the Grace Multiplied campaign. Can we put that up for 1 minute? There we go. Here's the Grace Multiplied campaign. That's what we're working on. And can you give us that QR code? There we are. Y'all, $2,371,000. That's what we have already given. That's where we are going. That's what we have done together as a church. I'm so proud. Guys, this is just the beginning. And then that tap to give. And the campus pastors will come up and walk you through exactly how to do it. But a lot of y'all know, you take your phone, you tap it up there. You've got three buttons on there. It's so much fun. We're going to do things in the future, register for conferences, give you information. And you can even get a digital booklet right there on that tap to pay.
All right. Let me stretch your hand toward me and we'll pray. Father, we just decree and declare right now blessing and favor over them as they give today. As the campus pastors come up today, just kind of show where we're at, where we're going at church, things they can get involved with, growth track, and all that. In Jesus' name we pray. And everybody said amen. Amen.